This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Had to call there for a second. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this next conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at TaurusUSA.com. In something reminiscent of the old Soviet Union clamping down on dissent through the mental health system, these would be something, you know, a procedure. Now, what am I talking about? In North Carolina, their General Assembly, if the leftists in the General Assembly get their way, passage of the gun confiscation order law could actually happen there in North Carolina. The left obsesses over gun confiscation, even if they have to do it one person at a time. And they've hit on a new tactic of using gun confiscation orders to seize someone's property without due process or even their knowledge of what is to take place. And this is all coming from the mind of Representative Marcia Morey, Democrat from Durham, plans on introducing a bill establishing these gun confiscation orders. And once again, this would be a secret procedure. I said a secret procedure, where someone alleges that someone is dangerous and that their firearm should be taken from them by force. So who gets to decide if someone is dangerous? Now, gun grabbers have already labeled us. If you're like a member of the NRA, guess what? We're terrorists. So it's not too much of a stretch for them to claim that every gun owner is dangerous just for having them. These gun confiscation orders, sometimes referred to as red flag laws, are proceeding by which your guns can be seized without due process or even your knowledge until the ominous knock on your door. The purpose of the constitutional principle of due process is to protect the individual from the full force of government. And these laws flip the constitutional principle of innocent until proven guilty on its head. Now, with these laws, you can be deprived of your liberty on someone's word in a one-sided hearing without your knowledge. And the leftists seem to be in a competition. They seem to be in a competition to find out who can outdo each other. They're in a competition to see how many natural and constitutional rights they can violate in one fell swoop, in one sweep, if you will. These are people who have no use for liberty and who still pretend to be liberal. These laws infringe on the Second Amendment, two parts of the Fifth and Fourth Amendments, and given that some have been prosecuted or persecuted for talking about the wrong subjects in public, the first could be easily on the list. And the proposed law would allow colleagues or friends to petition to a judge to have your gun seized, and all they would have to do would be able to prove by a sworn affidavit, which is that even proof? By a sworn affidavit that you know and have direct knowledge that a person is in direct possession of guns and they're dangerous. No pretense, just straight up confiscation. GCOs are not a foot in the confiscatory door either. There's no pretense here. They blatantly and aggressively kick that door down, and once they're in place, the valid reasons for establishing a GCO against an individual, that will surely loosen up quite a bit. That will turn into, there's five ways it could happen. Soon there'll be 10, then there'll be 15. You get what I'm saying? Maybe at first, perhaps, you know, close family members and a few others very close to a person might be able to point a finger and report him. That's bad enough, but be sure the already Orwellian rules surrounding GCOs will expand. And it's likely that eventually virtually anyone in a person's sphere will be able to accuse a person and begin the constitutional process of having the accused legally owned firearms forcibly confiscated. Now, I want to ask you a question. Does that sound like a free country to you? What are the Republicans going to do here? As of this moment, we don't know how the Republican majority in Raleigh will react when asked to establish a gun confiscation mechanism. We do know that there's always danger that politicians will stick a finger in the air and just go with the flow as the anti-gun crowd aggressively pushes to not let a crisis go to waste. There's a real danger here. We need to inform our representatives that we will not allow them to rescind our constitutional due process rights. Free Americans, free law-abiding citizens, are to remain free, and we will not tolerate being punished for the crimes of other people. That's what we need to do. Whether that happens or not, we'll find out. You know, Connecticut started this. Then California followed. And, you know, when California was, when this was up in California, it was still a relatively new thing. And I was on, let's see, CNS? I was on a CNS internet news show debating this. And I called this Minority Report. This is the Minority Report, where they're, well, you know, Minority Report is a Tom Cruise movie where they're basically out there trying to establish that you might commit a crime. And then because you might be predisposed to committing a crime, then they arrest you. Without you, of course, having committed a crime. Now, it, you know, we're already in the bad place there with that whole pretense. So here what this is basically doing is saying you might be violent, you know, and where do you, where's the determining factor for where that violence begins? How does it manifest itself? If I'm out there and Tom Brady throws an interception for New England and I'm out there, I could just kill that Tom Brady if I'm a big New England fan. Am I violent? Is this the violent tell that all of the gun confiscation orders are looking for? I mean, I would, you know, that's something to consider. Definitely not something to shirk off. Now, while everybody is sitting back there saying it can't happen here, it can't happen there, it's happening. It may not happen in some red states right now, but listen, with all of this migration that's going on, as all of these tax regimes come tumbling down and all of these big tax states that are out there that have been getting, you know, that have been being subsidized by red states, the blue states that have been subsidized by red states, people are going to leave. They'll leave because of their pocketbooks, but a lot of them will bring their politics with them. So if you're, I live in South Carolina. South Carolina is a big destination for some of these people. We already have pockets of liberals out there right now today operating like this is their state, like they just, they may have moved here within the last year or so or 2 years or 5 years, but this is their state now. And, well, you bumpkins, you just don't know how to do things. So let us show you how it should be done. That kind of thing. See? So, that's something you have to watch out for. That's something we had better all watch out for, because it's happening right before our eyes. California is losing people left and right. New York State is losing people left and right. Soon it won't really matter, but we'll see. Maybe as they come down here and get a taste of freedom, maybe they will begin to assimilate. That would be nice, I think, if they would assimilate. I think that would be just splendiferous, but we'll see. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. bullets in a name. If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. There's a very simple saying out there, attributed to a guy named David Sterling, the founder of the SAS. Who dare win? That is a motto that has been adopted by numerous high-speed military units. By now, you may have seen the video, the Mother's Day video, of an attempted robbery on a street somewhere in Brazil, where we see a single pistol-wielding male suspect approach a group of women and children standing on a sidewalk in an apparent robbery, maybe kidnapping attempt. It could have been either. He comes up on him real fast. We see women frantically trying to pull their children away. One of the women there is a police officer, not in uniform. She carried a pistol in a handbag. Don't know what kind of handbag it was. Her pistol was an autoloader, but brand and caliber are unknown. Realizing what was happening, she courageously pushes past several children while simultaneously presenting her pistol. And the instant her muzzle hits the suspect's chest, as far as in the sweep, she fires. No hesitation. Range was just a few inches. She fired at least one round. She could have fired two, maybe even three in rapid succession. It's hard to tell from the video. In any event, the astonished suspect, swearing the chest, falls backward on his back, dropping his pistol in the process. From his facial expression, it is obvious that he's in considerable pain. While on the pavement, he puts up his hands in an agonized submission. His will to fight has been utterly destroyed. The officer, not squandering any moments, immediately takes cover behind a car. She continues to cover the downed suspect. She then kicks away and then recovers the suspect's pistol. Later, the suspect dies, confirmed dead. No one else harmed. The competent and audacious female officer was reported to be a mother herself. Whether or not any of her own children were present is unknown. It is not very often that we get to see in detail, a real gunfight played out in real time. And, of course, we have to be careful not to draw sweeping conclusions from a single incident. But, coming out of this, we have a few lessons that we can at least reconfirm. Item number one, you must train yourself to be competent with your equipment, but even more so to take the initiative and then spin your OODA loop faster than your opponent. This officer's movements were swift and smooth and absolutely decisive. No hint of hesitation. She had obviously trained extensively for that moment, and she prevailed. You may be killed when you take that kind of decisive action. You may likewise be killed when you do nothing. Either way, dithering is always toxic. Indecision and delay will prove fatal. So, you need to size up the situation quickly. You need to make a plan. You need to hit the go button, and you don't look back. Commit and go. Number two, don't relax too soon. You don't get to declare when the fight is over and danger subsided. Always follow up, stay alert, finish the fight. Item number three, this woman was carrying a gun off body. So carrying defensive pistols in handbags represents a viable method for going armed. I know a lot of people who don't consider off body carry to be legitimate. But for many, and not just women, off-body carry not only represents a viable option, it represents the only option. And you have to practice, of course, but this woman expertly demonstrated just how handy, effective, and accessible this carry method can be. And that's important for a lot of people to understand. Here's a saying from Anne McCormick. The percentage of mistakes in quick decisions is no greater than that from long, drawn-out vacillations, and the effect of decisiveness itself is without fail to make things go your way. Right now, because I've been wearing a lot of workout gear, I've been carrying off body. I don't mind telling you that. I'm carrying in a Vertex Transit sling bag, I think it is. They have one that is bigger called the Commuter, but I don't need it bigger. This bag is big enough to carry a lot of EDC stuff. I have a first aid kit in it. I have my inhaler in it. Business cards, a notepad, all kinds of stuff. And inside of it, right now, I have a handgun and four spare magazines. Because of the way this is designed, I have seen people that have trained with this bag on YouTube where they're getting out and getting, they're pulling the bag in front, drawing the weapon, first shot off in less than 2 seconds. 1.49 or something. Pretty quick. So, is that quick enough? I don't know. It does not seem that much slower than drawing from a holster to me. Because of the way the bag is designed. The bag has this pull tab, which snatches it around to your chest. Then that same tab that you just snatched around, you just pull across your body, and then that same hand can then let go of the tab, go into the bag, pull the weapon out, and stick it out in front of you. Now, this woman did not have the benefit of this particular bag. She just had a handbag, and she ran that. She ran that really well. So, if you're out there and you're thinking that gunfights can't be won with off-body carry, well, that's not necessarily the case. As a matter of fact, it's definitely not the case. And that's important. Now, there's something out there, and this I don't know if this has actually been broken out there. I found this the other day. And this is something that we need to be considering because they're looking at this next thing I'm going to bring you in the next segment as the way to break the gun debate, and they think it's going to sucker a bunch of pro-gun people in too, because it is not the usual thing, not the usual method. This is where a lot of people would say, hey, I have finally found the common ground. There'll be some gun people, pro-gun people, looking at this and say, this may be the common ground. And that's why I'm going to bring that up to you when we get back. But, you know, I'm not even going to start in on that. But, yeah, I'm carrying off body right now. But it works. And, you know, that leaves me free to do a lot of other things as well. Carry cameras and stuff like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next little ditty that I'm about to bring to you is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. I still got to clean this desk up. Redid the desk, still needs cleaning. Although I think I've just about got everything done as far as getting all the settings back and everything that I had, but this is what happens when you try to be a sound engineer and you're not actually, I don't know, a sound engineer. That's, you know, you really should leave it to people that know what they're doing. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I got to say about this particular moment. Have you ever heard of something called blockchain? Blockchain, if they have their way, and I mean, there's a lot of these anti-gunners that don't even know about this. That's the problem. That's how new it is. There's a graduating computer science major named Luke Sturger. He thinks he might have a solution for what is referred to as the fraught issue of guns in America. Use blockchain to track gun sales in America. Sturger thinks that blockchain, a complex, sometimes bewildering, secure, decentralized electronic bookkeeping method that underpins things like Bitcoin, offers a perfect balance between security, anonymity, and scale that could please all sides of the gun control debate. I don't know why he thinks that, because this is essentially a digital, new age gun registry. I don't know why he would think that I'm going to sit around and say, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it. while a whole lot of graduates were wrapping up final papers or enjoying the last free moments at their favorite Berkeley bar, Sturger spent 2 days in Washington, D.C. this month, pitching his idea to legislative aides and think tank analysts from all sides of the ideological perspective. He visited with aides to California Senator Dianne Feinstein and conservative Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte, as well as scholars in the center-left Third Way think tank and right-wing Heritage Foundation, among others. He explained blockchain, and like any good scientist, he tried to listen to criticism that could improve his idea. Sturgis said, the goal here is to find a solution that both parties can agree on. I'm not interested in developing something for one side of the discussion that people try to force down the throat of parties coming from the other side. One of the nice things about technology is that you can develop systems that would work for people. Now, no centralized gun sale database exists, which, according to the gun grabbers, makes it very difficult for investigators to quickly trace a gun used in a homicide, or for researchers to study gun violence trends, once again, according to whoever is putting this thought process together. Pro-gun advocates, we don't trust the government. We don't, you know. Think about having a government-run database means that one day somebody like Obama will be in charge and he'll look at that database and start picking up the guns. Enter, Sturger says, blockchain technology, which could someday be used to build an online database incapable of being abused by the government and monitored by everyone, a bit like an ultra-secure online database spread out across the database. Police might need to know the serial number of a specific gun to unlock its history on blockchain, and researchers would only be able to study anonymized aggregate data. No one would own the database, which would exist securely distributed across many individual computers. Now, right now, this idea sounds far-fetched, and it still sounds very, very dangerous to me, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But he says in a few years, when blockchain might be more fully understood and implemented, it could prove to be the perfect technological compromise. Right now, the technology is a bit like a web browser in the early 1990s. It's an intriguing tool with promise, but right now it doesn't have any real utility. Sturger said, what's the natural solution to record centralization? It is record decentralization. It is building a platform where the records can be maintained by the gun-owning community, so to speak. Sturger has been very interested in blockchain, and, he didn't start thinking about how it could apply to the gun control debate until the recent shootings in Las Vegas and Florida. Growing up in Eugene, Oregon, he shot guns a few times. He doesn't own one now and doesn't see a future where he'd feel the need to buy a gun. He says, it was frustrating for me looking at the conversations happening in Washington and seeing people argue with no intention of compromise or curiosity from the other point of view. I don't have a background in guns. I would not shame people who are gun owners in any way, shape, or form. It is written into the Constitution to right and bear arms. Of course, you know, the mere fact that he thinks that that's what, you know, conveys to us, you know, the right is conveyed to us through the Second Amendment, tells me that he's right. He doesn't know what he's talking about. This attitude is said to please scholars and aides that Sturger met with in Washington. Gabenga Ajilor, a visiting scholar at the left-leading Urban Institute and an associate economics professor at the University of Toledo, met with Sturger and said the most impressive thing about him is that a lot of people have an angle and they try to push you toward it, but he didn't do that. He had this idea, but he knew he had to get other perspectives before going further. Senior aide, and this should be really troubling to you, a senior aide to a conservative pro-gun congressman was equally impressed with Sturger. I thought Luke was a phenomenal kid who had a good understanding of the blockchain and the fault lines of the Second Amendment, without explaining what he means by fault lines of the Second Amendment. Of course, this aide asked not to be identified or associated with a congressional office because he was speaking only for himself. He said, I'll be honest, I definitely thought he was going to be from a different perspective because he's from Berkeley, But he really dove down into the issues. He really understands not just the perspective of the personal gun owner, but the perspective of the gun manufacturer. Still, the problem here is that the issue of gun control is very, very touchy. And a lot of people that listen to this said, I'm really going to be surprised if this goes anywhere at all. But they also said it should go somewhere because it is a really great idea. Sturgis is going to spend this summer working on his pitch, he said, and even if nothing comes of it now, he doesn't doubt that blockchain could eventually play a role in gun control, and the idea is worth considering now. I want to know a couple of things. First of all, I want to know who this aide was that coined the term fault line of the Second Amendment. What is that? What does that mean? What does that mean exactly? Here's the problem. I have no doubt that young Mr. Sturgis has the purest intentions in mind with this. He thinks this is something we could throw out there, and he thinks it could be completely unregulated, and, you know, you would have to go in there, and you could, everything would be anonymous, and you could find certain details out, but at the same time, blah, blah, blah. Do you think the government would leave that information trove alone? Do you think, probably Trump would, right, if he was in office when this happens, and based upon what I'm hearing about this technology, it's not even mature yet. It doesn't even work. If it's like a web browser of the 90s, then, you know, what are we talking about, Yahoo? It's like Yahoo of the 90s. But we got to watch this, because they're getting some new ideas. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Firing line coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this little bit I'm going to give you here is this is coming from the anti-gun side, by the way, currently right now. This is, you know, this is what they're thinking, because here we have some researchers tackling gun violence despite lack of federal funding. This, by the way, is tossed around by a cat who has done the research, named David Hemingway. You've probably heard his name here before, and I don't like him. They start off looking at the Parkland, Florida shootings, which left 17 dead and 17 more wounded. Looking at the horrified people across the country, which spurred the student walkouts and marches in support of stricter gun controls. But the problem here is that gun debate to the United States have proven to be contentious and intractable. Even as thousands rally for new legislation, opponents contend that these measures won't prevent determined criminals from obtaining a firearm, and that responsible gun ownership makes communities safer. So, David Hemingway, the director of the Harvard Injury Control Research Center, says that in charting a course forward, it is necessary to move beyond people's anecdotal opinions, which is what he is calling, this particular attitude. Okay? He and other researchers are analyzing data and conducting studies with the ultimate goal of informing public policy. And it's a tough task because of the Dickey Amendment passed by Congress in 1996 with the support of the National Rifle Association. You know, the bad guys. This prevented the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from using funds to advocate or promote gun control. Now, they do correctly point out that it didn't ban federally funded gun research, but the legislation had a chilling effect, so they say, from 1996 to 2013. And CDC's funding in that area dropped by 96%. Against that backdrop, it can be easy to overlook an important fact. Research into gun violence has actually increased in recent years, rising from fewer than 90 annual publications in 2010 to 150 in 2014. Universities, think tanks, private philanthropy, even the state of California have offered support, And in late April, governors from six northeastern states and Puerto Rico announced plans to launch a research consortium to study the issue. A December 2017 policy article published in the journal Science describes a surge of recent scientific publications. Now, make no mistake about it, these are all anti-gun. Okay? They're all anti-gun. Notice that they're not talking about Lott or Kleck or Gaius. And these guys have been doing this stuff for years, since the 1990s. They say the research has generated significant findings about suicide, intimate partner violence, community health, and the effect of various state-level gun laws. Now, of course, now we have to conflate the data. More than 36,000 people are killed by gunshot in the U.S. every year, making it a leading cause of death in the country, comparable to motor vehicle incidents. No, it doesn't. If we're going to look at malfeasance with guns, then we need to look at homicide. Suicide is something else altogether different. Suicide should never be lumped in with homicide. There, you know, you have the willing and then you have the unwilling. But we could use the suicide, see, because we can say a gun in the home increases the risk of someone in that home dying from suicide, maybe threefold, and the evidence is overwhelming. My friend who committed suicide earlier this year, he tried two or three different ways till he succeeded. Make no mistake, he was going to succeed, though. One of the questions I have about him is, where was the intervention? But there never was one. Now, here we go to the idea that this conventional, of the conventional view. That's what they call it, the conventional view. A conventional view holds that if people really want to kill themselves, they will find a way to do it. Here we go. With or without a gun. Yet the data suggests that households with guns do not differ from those without guns when it comes to mental health risk for suicide. Instead, the difference seems to stem from the fact that suicide attempts with a gun are usually fatal, unlike attempts with pills, for example. So, putting time and distance between a suicidal person and a gun can save that person's life. This line of thinking is supported by a study published by the Journal of Surgical Research, which found that states with weaker gun laws have more gun-related suicide attempts, which tend to be associated with higher mortality. Really? Okay. How come this is only being... How come the mainstream media is not getting up on this one? See, because don't kid yourself. If this was really out there, if this was really something that we could factually put out there, they'd be all over this. So here the, but you know, that's just talking about suicide. Then there's the riskiest gun owners. They want to identify risk factors that increase a person's chances of harming themselves or others. Such individuals could then be considered for gun violence restraining orders or gun confiscation orders, as we already talked about. See where I'm going with this? Now, according to them, this was the logic behind the 1968 Gun Control Act, which specified narrow categories of people disqualified from buying or owning guns, including convicted felons and people committed to mental institutions. Back in 1968, though, there used to be mental institutions. Not so much now. The 1994 Violence Against Women Act and the subsequent Lautenberg Amendment was written to bolster protections for victims of domestic violence. But that only occurs, you know, that only applies to people that are currently married or formerly married or have lived together or have shared children. Then there's the Risk Warrant Law, which is out of Connecticut. That happened in 1999 in Connecticut. They became the first to pass this legislation allowing police to obtain a warrant to temporarily remove guns from someone who poses an imminent hazard to themselves or others. Dr. Garen Wintemute, an emergency room physician at the University of California, Davis Medical Center, Director of Violence Prevention Research Program, advocates for gun violence restraining orders based in part on a 2016 evaluation of Connecticut's law. And then he points to individual cases where such laws would have made a difference. One of the first one that he points to is Parkland, where the Parkland shooter didn't need a gun violence restraining order. He needed to be arrested. He needed to be taken off of the street. No need for a gun violence restraining order. This guy was sitting here right now talking about doing all kinds of stuff. He says the gun violence restraining order would have allowed his family or law enforcement to go to a judge and get an order that would have gotten that gun taken away from him and prevented the shooting. So, there you have it. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, these guys come up with, where they use this very skewed logic to put forth all of these ideas and look at it, look at this isolated incident where they're saying, well, you know, this would have made a difference. Really? How? That's my question. How? But anyway, we will be back in 21 hours. In between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.